Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to, first of all, we want to talk about, let you know we are in prayer for the family and the others of Kobe Bryant that were killed in the helicopter crash yesterday morning. It was Kobe and his daughter. She was 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, and Alyssa, Christina Mauser, Sarah Chesser, and Peyton Chesser, as a mother and daughter, Era Zamboya. All of those were lost in that crash. The latter one, the last one there, was actually the helicopter pilot. So we do remember them today and keep them in our prayers. I have with me today, I think I do, I thought I had it right in front of me. As we share prayer and begin with prayer, I thought it might be good to go back in time a little bit. I was cleaning things on my desk, and I had been saving this, and this is a prayer from George Washington. And so I'm going to share that today. I think it is still appropriate. It is in his words as he prayed, but it also fits our lives as well. Now it's in the old language, so you bear with me as we come to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. O eternal and everlasting God, I presume to present myself this morning before thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to accept my humble and hearty thanks, that it hath pleased thy great goodness to keep and preserve me the night past from all the dangers poor mortals are subject to, and has given me sweet and pleasant sleep, whereby I find my body refreshed and comforted for performing the duties of this day, in which I beseech thee to defend me from all perils of body and soul. Direct my thoughts, words, and work. Wash away my sin in the immaculate blood of the Lamb, and purge my heart by thy Holy Spirit from the dross of my natural corruption, that I may with more freedom of mind and liberty of all well serve thee, the everlasting God, in righteousness and holiness this day and all the days of my life. Increase my faith in the sweet promises of the gospel. Give me repentance from dead works. Pardon my wanderings and direct my thoughts unto thee, unto thyself, the God of my salvation. Teach me how to live in thy fear, labor in thy service, and ever to run in thy ways of thy commandments. Make me always watchful over my heart, that neither the terrors of conscience, the loathing of holy duties, and the love of sin, nor an unwillingness to depart this life may cast me into a spiritual slumber. But daily frame me more and more into the likeness of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that living in thy fear and dying in thy favor, I may in thy appointment time, attain the resurrection of the just unto eternal life. Bless my family, friends, and kindred, unite us all in praising and glorifying thee in all our works begun, continued, and ended, when we shall come to make our last account before thee, blessed Savior, who hath taught us to pray our Father. Today I add, O God, that you would watch over and care for and guide our President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Be careful and watch over their families and keep them safe. I ask that you will be with CSC Talk Radio as I take words from the prayer of Jabez out of First Chronicles. If only you would bless me, extend my border, that your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I may not cause any pain. Lord, we pray for those in Congress who are yours and who are subject to much persecution there and temptations. We pray for the week ahead, O God, that you will be with us. Guide us as we make phone calls here in the office, Lord, as we bring truth to the listeners. It is for such a time as this we ask thee, O God. Amen. For such a time as this. So the question for the day is, when does it stop being politics and start being treason? I want you to ponder that for a little bit as we talk about some other things. The coronavirus is in the forefront of the news today and has been for the last week or so. The death toll has actually been, there's been 2,800 infected folks, 80 deaths globally, but all those deaths have been in China. There have been two cases of this in the state of California, one in Washington, one in Illinois, and one in Arizona. Another doctor has said that there's really not a big fear that United States folks here should not be panicking. And then he adds that they're going to have the virus, vaccine ready in about 3 months. that seemed like a long time to me, but I guess it isn't really. They have to do all that incubation stuff. But anyway, that's where we are right now, and I know you're hearing an awful lot of it, and I wanted to talk about it just a little bit. Maybe we can try and get someone on here in the next week or two that is have a little more authority, a little more wisdom in that realm. Also, and I actually think this is comical, even though it shouldn't be. I think it's comical. But John Bolton, you know, he's the one that the Democrats now want to call into this impeachment trial, and they want to question him. Now, they don't want to question anyone else, but they want to question John Bolton. Now, we know John Bolton is a warmonger, and somehow, some way, President Donald Trump decided to make him a part of his cabinet for a short period of time until Bolton led him astray once, and then he fired him. "You're fired," he said. Bolton's not happy about that. Guess what Bolton has done? He's written a book.
Oh, my God.
Not only has he written a book, how do these people do this?
I know, you better
I'm
get going.
I'm still working on my book. And I am working on it. I'm getting farther along. And I'll tell you what, I'm learning a lot as I study for this book. And I share it with other people, and my eyes are all lit up, and they're going, "What is she talking about?" But anyway, somebody leaked the draft of his book.
Oh, no.
And the New York Times, they put a little excerpt out there, I guess, of it. And he's blaming the White House. And I'm thinking, well, if anybody knows about leaks, it ought to be John Bolton. So, anyway, he's blaming the White House for leaking out the draft of his book. And I'm thinking, why did they have it? Did he let President Donald Trump read over it before he was going to publish it? Since it's totally and completely derogatory towards the president. You know. The non-biased witness who, he's written a book. A book. Putting down the president, and they want to call him in as a witness. An unbiased witness. They know better. I wished, if any of you ever get on the internet and do any searching, you need to search Tucker Carlson and John Bolton, and it was before John became part of the cabinet, that they went at it, and it was over wars, because Bolton is a warmonger. He loves war. President Trump doesn't. And Trump and Bolton tried to get him involved into something, and he was this close, but it didn't happen. Question for today, when we come back, we're going to discuss, when does it stop being politics and start being treason? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you're on Facebook and you're not watching this show, you're missing a show because we put on quite a bit of show in between the commercials. And they just saw me abuse Rudy because he was messing with my computer and I didn't want to mess with my computer. I want to get back to this question of the day. When does it stop being politics and start being treason? When members of Congress continue to make statements against the President of the United States of unsubstantiated comments, is this not now an out-and-out attack on the head of our nation? Always has been, really. But Maxine Waters, California gets what they deserve, don't they? She continues to say, we will not stop. They will continue to harass my word and investigate this president. So even if this impeachment trial goes the president's way, they're not going to stop the attacks. So we can't take a breath of fresh air, if there is any around there, and say, well, we got through that one. Because it's not going to end. They're going to go after all his finances now. So when does it stop being politics and start being seen for what it really is, and that's treason? They claim he's corrupt. They claim he's hurting this nation. They claim lots of stuff. But why? Now, I have said this before, and I'll say it again and again and again. What is that? There's an old saying about that. I do not trust the Senate Republicans. Why? Because I believe many knew prior to the Dems' obsession. They were after Trump before the election. And some helped with the obstruction of his nominees for his cabinet. By the way, he still doesn't have it all filled. Does that tell you anything? We know that the late John McCain knew and was involved in sharing the dossier. And who was his very close friend? The off and on Lindsey Graham. Mike Lee has been off and on. And Matt Gaetz, last 2 weeks ago, was it? I'm concerned about what he voted and how he, why he said he voted the way he did when he took a stand against some powers that the executive branch has. They didn't need to make a stand. We can't go to war without Congress saying it's okay. When was the last time we actually declared a war through Congress? Several of them in the Republican Senate voted against the money for the wall. Roy Blunt from Missouri was one of them. By the way, we want to get rid of him, folks. He's a rhino. Oh, he's pretending right now that he's on the president's side, but he's a rhino. Make no mistake about it. How long has he been there? Yeah, I quit voting for him long ago, so you can't blame me. The majority of them have, time and time again, continued to fund national health care. Which, people, you know, is not health care, it's insurance. Dark. A government in D.C. wants to be insurance agents. If they really cared about the health of the expense of your health and health care and going to the doctor and having an x-ray or this test or that test, they'd be looking into that, not how to subsidize or how to sell insurance. They continue to fund Planned Parenthood abortions with your tax dollars. 40-some percent of Planned Parenthood comes from the government. I think it's actually 47, but I could be wrong. The wall? The illegal immigrants? It isn't just a Democrat thing. It's a Congress thing. Now, remember, Congress means the House of Representatives and Senate. So when Maxine Waters declares they will never stop attacking a president, and Adam Schiff suggests a vote to support Trump is a vote for corruption in the voting system, when does this stop being politics and start being recognized as treason? The arrogant, self-acclaimed elite in Washington, D.C. are constantly treasonous. The elected and the deep state appointed ones. Constantly treasonous against we the people and our Constitution. They pass laws that go against the Bill of Your Rights. As if it was for them to decide. It is treason. It is not politics. It isn't just Democrats, sorry to say. Victor David Hansen wrote an article that's entitled, Target Trump Forever. Now, he's basically going after Democrats in this, and I agree with him 100%. But what about these rhino senators? Do you trust Rubio? Do you trust him? I don't. I don't trust Roy Blunt. I don't trust Lindsey Graham. I don't trust Mitch McConnell. I'm not sure I trust Mike Lee. Pretty sure I don't. We know we can't trust Mitt Romney. We know we can't trust the Collins gal. And we know we can't trust Murkowski from, or whatever you should say her name, from Alaska. They're angry at the American people, the deplorable ones, who elected a president who was crass. He's blunt, but he's mostly genuine. What you see is what you get. What do you see when you see Mike Lee or Mitt Romney? What do you see when you're looking at Mitch McConnell? How long have they been there? What do you see when you look at Nancy Pelosi besides her teeth rattling in her mouth? What do you see? She's been there 28 years. California, what has she done for you that you keep putting her in place? Is that what you want? Nadler. Now, they're all playing these tapes, these videos. Apparently politicians don't realize we can watch TV. We can see the videos. We see them on social media. So, what is it? They said back during the Clinton administration, totally opposite of what they're saying now, the Democrats. What is it the Republicans said back then? Totally the opposite of what they're saying right now. What do you see? Do you see politics? Oh, it's just a game. Oh, yeah. It's a game with stacked deck, and it's stacked against the American people. It's stacked against your Constitution. It's stacked against your rights in the Bill of Rights. We had Democrats, what was it, in 2017, 2016, that had a sit-in against the Second Amendment. We just had a gun rally in Virginia. All kinds of people came together. Well, the mainstream media would have you to believe it's just a bunch of old white guys. But it wasn't. They were red and yellow, black and white. All God's children. Right to carry their gun rights. There's only one reason for a government to want to take away your guns, and it's because they're doing you wrong, and they know you're going to find out about it eventually. Now, I want to encourage you, if you are on the computer, not now because I'm on, but if you are on the computer later today, I want you to bring up last night's show with Mark Levin and watch it. And I'm going to start bringing to you some of the truth behind these politicians. Every one of them, Republican and Democrat, but they are all getting filthy rich. When does it stop being politics? And when does the corruption start being treason? And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring an America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to say something now that I haven't. I've been holding it back because I didn't know about it Friday. So, but I found out Friday afternoon, late Friday evening, actually, that the Iowan that approached Elizabeth Warren in Iowa was actually a Missourian. Not only was he a Missourian, he's from Tipton, Missouri, which is just a few miles from here. And we're going to try and get him on. I was just told that he was on another local talk show that is out of Columbia, Missouri. And we have been trying all weekend to get a hold of him. And so we're going to continue that, and we're going to try and get him on the show. Not only that, I'm going to try and get him inside here. And we're going to talk about more than just school, college debts. We're going to talk about lots of things, and I think I'd probably get him fired up pretty easy if I can get him in here. And apparently the mainstream media and CNN and MSNBC and Fox News didn't bother to find out who this man was, but, you know, us deplorables recognized him on Facebook. So I can't say us because I wasn't on Facebook and didn't see it, but actually I have a son who's a chaplain. And he was in Tipton, and they were all talking about it then, and that's why he was texting his mother to let me know what was going on. That's just one thing, this debt, that they're going to forgive all the students their debt. That's just one thing that the Democrats want to do. that's going to cost you money. And it's unfair. And it's truly unconstitutional. I don't know if it's really anything about student loan debt in the Constitution. But when they take your money and do other things with it, then yes, it is. And if these college educations are so vitally important, then maybe they should add a year or two to high school. I'm sorry, folks. That just I saw the hair on the back of the neck. Everybody's go up. The Victor David Hansen article, Victor Davis, target Trump forever. They can't stop targeting this president. They can't. And he makes some great points in here. I'm gonna give you a little teaser from it, which is what they do on this website. AmericanGreatness.com is where I get this, and it's just AmGreatness.com when you look it up. Destroying the president is not just the only viable trajectory for the left, but it is also the only possible narrative given that focus on the current left-wing agenda is slow-motion suicide. Now, on Levin last night, I can't think of his name. I can see his face. He's written many books. He wrote the book that told you all about the Clinton Foundation. And he's got a book out that tells about several of these. He does all kinds of investigating. Maxine ain't the only one. And he has in that book how Elizabeth Warren became a millionaire, how Bernie Sanders became a millionaire, and why it is now they don't say they're against the millionaires, but the billionaires, because they haven't quite made that yet. It's very interesting what's going on in D.C. and how they're playing both ends and getting money both ways. It's disgusting, really. And it's really corruption to the point of treason against the people of the United States of America. Because that money is yours. And lots of the money that old Lizzie got is from huge corporations. Yeah. Defending them. She's a lawyer, you know. And there's another website that actually gives all this information. Just following the... You have to follow the dots. They're just giving you the facts on every one of these candidates, on every one of these politicians. And I dare say they'll probably have a few Republicans in there. But he goes on about this targeting of Trump in this, Victor David Hansen does. He says, the truth, impeachment started the very week Donald Trump was inaugurated. By articles of impeachment introduced into the House of Representatives by 58 Democrats between 2017 and 2019. And one effort to remove Trump on members of his administration before 2020 election followed rapidly, furiously upon another. Just bing, bing, bing. One after the other, they're going after him. He says reason, logic, and moderation and common sense vanished and was replaced by a shrill directive that Trump was evil and thus his administration had to be aborted. Can't have anything with good life in it by the good people and by any means possible. By the good people. Had to be aborted by the good people. If you think Schiff, Pelosi, and some of those are the good people, you need to find some new friends. There were many, and still are, Obama holdovers that were obstructing, that were leaking, that were giving misinformation, all to get this president. My book I'm writing is talking about the nasty women. You remember the March on the Nasty Women? Was that Inauguration Day or the day before or the day after? I believe it was Inauguration Day. Disgusting display. If that's what America is, I'm done with it. Oh, that's going to come back to haunt me, isn't it?
You're not done with it.
You
know are
I'm
a fighter. You are not
I
done.
Love this nation. And I am growing to hate the people who hate it. Resistance from within, he says. The former Obama official, Rosa Brooks, wrote an article discussing ways to remove Trump, including the idea of a military coup. An anonymous administration official penned a New York Times op-ed and later a book, bragging that he was one of many officials in the executive branch trying to disrupt the operation of the administration. When does it become treason, folks? When do you recognize it for what it truly is, a coup against the president? It is a coup against you. He says apparently all these misfits thought they were playing the role of Lieutenant Tom Kiefer using his supposedly superior wit to take down crazy Captain Keeg. He says, so what happens in the never-ending impeachment story once the current impeachment indictment leads to an inevitable Senate vote of exoneration? I hope he's right about that. He says, will there be another Stormy Daniels? Well, he said, will there be another Stormy somewhere? A follow-up to Operation Crossfire Hurricane? Tax return redux? Whistleblower 2.0? Another New York Times anonymous op-ed resister. Bob Woodward's sequel. Or more tweaked phone calls. Another impeachment hearing and another impeachment vote. Schiff's new version of the presidential call. One more Ivy League psychiatrist distance diagnosing Trump as nuts. When will it end? It's not going to end. Why do we put up with it? It's not politics, my friends. It's treason against you as well as this president. Whether you voted for him or not, treason is wrong. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is the final segment of today's show. The question out there today was, when does it stop being politics and start being treason? I'd say that line was drawn a long time ago, but you have been trained to obey and follow and just laugh at the lying politicians, because that's what they are. They just lie, and we just laugh, and it's so funny. They have a sit-in and a pizza party to fight the Second Amendment, and we just kind of chuckle at them. And now in Virginia, they're going to ban and seize guns. When does it stop being a laughing matter? When it hits home? You know, that's when it always gets real. It's when it hits home. It's home now. It's real now. The American people, I've got Democrats that watch on Facebook and make crazy comments that don't make any sense, actually. I sit here and tell you how Roy Blunt has stabbed people in the back. This president and this man says he's a good guy. He's just a Republican. Good guys don't lie to you. Good guys don't stab someone in the back. They do it to your face if they're sincere. I don't mean they stab you in the face. That kind of came out wrong, didn't it? Victor David Hansen says that this is the weakest, as far as candidates for their presidential field, they've ever had. Well, I'm thinking, or have the fields always been weak? And we're just recognizing it now, because this is the first, I swear to you, whether you like his policies or not, this is the first working president we've had in decades. He's making the decisions. Yes, he has advisors. Yes, he has people telling him things like John Bolton, which he fired. But he's making the decisions. He's trying to turn things around so that the American people can profit. Not somebody in China. Not somebody in India and Indonesia. Not somebody somewhere else. But here. So I think We're just recognizing the weakness because now we know what strong feels like. Stop and think about it. Even the Republican candidates, when they were running for president with Donald Trump, what was it they were telling us? Healthcare. They're going to fix it. They like life. They're going to fix it. What have they been telling us? They tell you what you want to hear if you're a conservative. Then they turn around if you're a moderate and they tell you what they think you want to hear. The Democrats are no different, except they're crazy lately. I'm not saying that Republicans aren't crazy. But what is it they want? Trillions of dollars to fix climate change. You can't fix climate change. First of all, you can't fix something if it ain't broke. You can't fix it with money. Oh, they want a Green New Deal. That's all right. You just checked out the books of this guy, and I can't think of his name. They wrote the book on the Clinton Foundation. That's the one that's written this. It was on Levin last night. I should have looked that up before I started talking about it. I could see his face. Starts with an S. Anyway, his last name starts with an S. He tells you where their money comes from. They're a bunch of liars. When they tell you they're against capitalism, you ought to look at their money trail. Joe Biden has been caught in so many lies. He doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's been caught in the corruption. Why is it they don't want to bring him on stand, Hunter Biden? Because they've all done this. They've all been a part of this or another one. The majority of Congress is corrupt. They're the ones that are hurting this nation. They're the ones being treasonous against we the people, not the president. The president, really, even when you talk about President Barack Obama, we didn't like a lot of things he said and did. We didn't. Or his executive orders. We didn't like those. He couldn't have got away with that thing in Iran if the Congress didn't let him. They handed it to him. All of them, the Republicans and Democrats. Oh, they would talk against it on the air. But they handed it to him. They continue to pass laws that restrict you, not the bad guys. We're going to pass more gun control laws to make people safe. What people are you making safe? Well, he says the Democrats' agenda is weaker than the unlucky candidate who will be expected to run on it. Their platform is ridiculous. This is the party that booed God not once but twice and wanted to remove him from their resolutions. He says here, because Trump is not traditional Republican, the Democrats are bewildered over how to neuter him. His rally audiences are composed of about 40% independents and Democrats. His entire China reset is predicated on saving manufacturing industries, blue-collar jobs in the industrial heartland. That's you. The erstwhile heart of the old Democrat Party. I don't know if any of them have ever been for the people. He's for... It's not about being... He's for saving America instead of enslaving America. Peter Schweitzer, that's the name. Thank you, Rudy. Peter Schweitzer.
Thank you, Gene.
Well, I hope you read this article. Go fetch it. There's more to be said here. Like I said, he's after the Democrats. And I'm here to tell you there's some Republicans I do not trust. Another topic for today was the drag queens reading to your children. That's kind of like Schiff reading the Constitution. Think about that a little bit. When does it become stop being politics? When will the American people recognize it for what it truly is, and that is treason? The Congress is the ones treason, not just the Democrats. You know, if you're staunch Democrat, you're staunch Republican, where does America come in? I guess I'm going to have to tone it down. I'm going to be speaking before some Republicans here pretty soon. I love this nation. I love our Constitution. I love our Constitution. I love our Bill of Rights. And I love you. And it's time that we all got together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.